Hello everyone, my name is Tani. First thing first, I would like to ask you guys, what if I told you, maybe you might not believe that if you can store your food, your fresh produce, perfectly chilled for 2 days, even if your energy goes out? Based on, yes. In our country, Cambodia, maybe 7% still has poverty and have no money to buy the fridge, which lead to the problem that people cannot afford to buy a fridge, have limited or no access to electricity. Without a fridge, food especially vegetable and spoil quickly in hot weather. So it will got worse. And daily shopping increased time, effort, and transportation costs. Spoiled vegetables lead to more food waste and extra expenses. This reality has us wondering that does people in the past manage to keep their food safe without relying on energy-intensive refrigerator systems? So we come to our solution. We would like to introduce Clay Station, a storage container made entirely from natural clay. Our products are naturally temperature-regulating, non-toxic, chemical-free, biodegradable, leaving zero waste, no electricity cost, and lastly, affordable price. With the further explanation, let's hear from our teammate.
Hello everyone, my name is Lina. And today, let's start with the survey validation. So based on our survey, 44% of households pay high electricity bill, which show a strong demand for energy efficient option. And 63% of people spend more than $100 just to buy a refrigerator, while 37% do not own a refrigerator at all. And during our survey, 86% of respondents said they are willing to buy our clay refrigerator. So this is one of our strongest validation indicators. And the next is that to get our first version, we travel from the capital city to Kampong Chinang province and ask the potters to design the product based on our sample. And the next is technical validation. So we conducted two main experiments, the temperature test and the leakage test. So for the temperature test, we started with the room temperature of 31 degrees Celsius. And inside the clay refrigerator, the temperature dropped by 21 degrees Celsius. So this is a 10 degrees Celsius difference, so which shows a strong effectiveness of natural evaporative cooling system.
2 minutes.
And the next is for our second experiment is the leakage test. After trying multiple material, only the TOA water repellent gloss from the global house worked. And for our second version, the clay body become more stable and balanced, and we also added the lid on top of the clay refrigerator, and we also solved the waterproofing problem. And the next is material validation. We tested rattan, coconut husk, and plywood, but bamboo showed the strongest and most stable and was chosen as the final material. And for our expert validation, to make sure that our product is both functional and practical, we consulted with many expert architect, refined door frames and hinges, and the local potters also confirmed that our product can be made using local techniques.
1 minute.
And for final versions, we sold the waterproofing material using the global house paint. And after trying multiple door material, only we successfully install a sturdy bamboo door. So that's the end of my part. I would like to pass it to the next presenter.
All right. So thank you. My name is Mane. Let me show you our business model canvas. And this is here you are.
30 seconds.
Yeah, and we also discussed with our key partner as well. We have our partner, which is our porters, located in Kampong Chang province, which is one of the province located in Cambodia. Yes, and our key activity also, we design our clay. We test how does it work, the temperatures, and also expert, like our friend mentioned as well.
15 seconds.
Yes. So let's discuss our uniqueness of our product. So basically our product, how can we compete with our oligopolies market that like Sony, Panasonic, Sonex, more electronic, modern stuff. So basically, basically we can discuss that. We are not aimed to that. We only need to focus on like a specific group, which is our lower income families, to solve their problem, to help them have to store their food, basically environmentally and also affordable, budget friendly as well. So they can store their food, eat safe, basically, and they can also explore this kind of thing, which is storing our food in the fridge.
Thank you very much. All
right. Thank you. All right.
Questions.
Thank you so much.
Woo.
Yes.
How did you guys initially think of the material for this?
Basically, we got the initiative from our senior as well as our professor, and also we travel by ourselves, located, we go outside visit to discuss this kind of thing with our porters, and as expect, our porters design it, come out as we expected as well. Thank you.
That's so good. That's so good. So zero electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this material, the clay station material, is this very common in a lot of houses out in the rural areas around the capital city?
Yes, sir. Basically, in the past, in our country, Cambodia, people use clay to store their food. So this is one of the biggest reasons why, how can people in the future, why not use this clay to store their food as well, to keep their food fresh?
How will you cool it? What's the cooling mechanism?
The cooling mechanism is basically, back in Cambodia, we tested that the clay keep our food for 2 days. So basically, it's still fresh for 2 days. And they can buy it and then keep it as well. And when we keep in our room, which have 31 degrees Celsius, and it when we keep in our fridge, clay fridge, it's only 21, and this is the temperatures which is in Cambodia, which is hot weather. What if we keep it in here? The colder weather than that. It's basically way more better than in our Cambodia soil.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You guys, it's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right, very good, ladies.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.